You're listening to SBS News.
People want to protest. There are ways in which you can protest peacefully. But the use of these dangerous devices is not acceptable. I want these laws in place by the end of this month. I think that's fair and I think that's reasonable. I don't think the people who are protesting at the moment are endearing themselves to families, to motorists, to people going about their ordinary duty of getting to and from work.
That's Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. Her government claims devices such as pipes that lock up hands or a drum filled with concrete are exposing the public to danger while draining police and emergency services resources. Emma Dorge from climate activist group Extinction Rebellion says the devices are not dangerous but may cause injury to the protester if police don't remove the attachment first. Dorge says the group is not surprised by the government's reaction and claims police are already implying they will be able to arrest people when they see lock-on devices.
I think it's an expected crackdown by the state, which is understandably scared of mass participation, civil disobedience and the economic disruption that could cause and the power that that has to actually cause system change. And we know that this works. We've seen it throughout history.
The bill coincides with the New South Wales government's Right to Farm bill, which includes a 3-year prison term for animal activists who hinder a business while trespassing. Alice Drury, lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, says these laws are part of a concerning national trend undermining Australians' right to a peaceful protest. And she's worried fast-tracking the bill would mean its human rights implications may not be properly considered.
We're concerned that this trend in undermining the right to peaceful protest is happening because governments are really embarrassed about what protesters are saying. And this issue isn't going away. These protests are a symptom of a much deeper cause. Protesters are responding to the implications of the climate crisis, and governments can expect people will continue to come together to demand action unless they address the cause.
Ongoing climate protests around Australia and the world indicate groups like the Global Extinction Rebellion are showing little sign of slowing down. Emma Dorge says this is a fight for all Australians.
Everyone living in so-called Australia should be concerned about these laws because these are targeted at people who are defending everyone's right to not face extinction.
The laws come as Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton describes climate protesters anarchists and says they should not be allowed welfare payments. Ms Drury argues governments should not be striking back, but ensuring the right to protest is protected.
I think Australians have cause to be concerned about what's happening to their democratic rights, including their right to protest peacefully across Australia. That's certainly the case in New South Wales, in Queensland. It has recently been the case in Tasmania. So we would say that governments across Australia, and including the federal government, have an obligation to ensure that they're protecting Australians' democratic freedoms at this crucial stage.
Grace Deja, SBS News.